Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. Right now, you never know. It could be yours. So please write us.
Right, us. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's padding everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 42-year-old woman, and I met a man that lied about his age and other things when I met him. He's 6'4 and very nice looking with curly hair, but he's very skinny. He had a large groin area, and I couldn't help but see it since he is such a tall man. We met in a grocery store, and he was staring at me for a long time, and then he finally spoke and said my beauty had him mesmerized. We exchanged numbers, and a few days later, I met him out for a drink. I would have preferred to go to dinner, but that's not what he offered. On our first date, that's when he started laying it on thick with the lies. He said he's 48 years old, and he played ball in college, but he didn't get a chance to go pro because he hurt his foot. He said his home is getting renovated, so he's staying in one of his rental properties. He never told me what he does for a living, but he says he dabbles in the stock market. I loved getting to know him, so I continued to hang out with him. After about 2 months, I was ready to be intimate with him. As he got undressed, I noticed his underwear had a cup-like feature in the front, and that was the bulge I always saw. I asked him about his underwear, and he told me that a lot of men wear those to protect themselves. He also had on an undershirt, a black t-shirt, and a button front shirt, and explained that he likes to pad his chest because he is skinny. We ended up doing the do, and he was small and terrible. Since that night, he's admitted that he's 64, he works as a custodial manager, he never played basketball, and he's never been to college. It's clear that he does not have a house either. Since he has come clean about the lies, should I give him a chance to prove himself or break it off? Well, I think he's already proven himself. He doesn't tell the truth. And not just little lies. He tells these big, elaborate lies. He didn't tell you the truth about anything. So how can you trust him now? He told you he was 48. He's 64. Men may lie about a lot of things, but they usually don't lie about their age. Everything he told you was a lie. And the thing about it is that he didn't have to do that. When people lie, it serves only them, because they don't give you a chance to make an informed decision, and it leaves you no options. It's selfish on their part, because they're just trying to get what they want. You said he's terrible in bed and small. Wow. You said that. But even with all of that and all of the lies going against him, you continue to go out with him and you want to give him another chance. That's what you're asking us. You like him and you're torn right now. I'm glad he came clean and finally told you the truth, if that really is the truth. But I say when the red flags show up, you have to pay attention. Pay attention to what he does, okay? What he does right now, not what he says, because that will determine how you should move forward. Every lie he told you in the beginning was a red flag. Hopefully, he's changed for the good now. Hopefully. Steve?
Impossible. Impossible. Ladies, you all have got to start listening to what a man is saying to you. Because what he is saying to you and doing to you must sync up immediately. Let me say this to y'all. What a man is saying to you and doing to you, it has to link up immediately. If it doesn't link up immediately, you are in for what you always end up being for, a surprise. Steve and Cheryl, I'm a 42-year-old woman. I met a man that lied about his age and other things when I met him. He's 6'4" and very nice looking. Okay, ain't no problem. Curly hair, but he was skinny. See that butt? Skinny. He had a large groin area, and I couldn't help it since he's such a tall man. So what you trying to, it was just right there, huh? He's 6'4", you 5'2". It was right there. It was right there. Okay.
She said she couldn't help it.
She couldn't help it. I'm down here. I'm in the grocery store. I'm eye level with the handle on the grocery cart. All I saw was, Lord have mercy, 6'4", and he had on some Prada platform shoes. So now he about probably 6'6", 6'7". Oh, yeah. Oh, and Tommy, by the way, Prada got a new shoe out with a heavy platform and sole on. Yeah, get your few pairs. Get it all.
Side note to Tommy. I just
thought of that. You know.
In the letter.
Get them in all the colors, and you'll look nice in them, too. Plus, you got big-ass feet, so it'll work out.
Okay, back to the strawberry letters.
We met on the grocery store. He was staring at me for a long time, said, my beauty mesmerized. Y'all exchanged numbers a few days later. Here we go. We met him out for a drink. I would have preferred to go to dinner, but that's not what he offered. Our first date is when he started laying it on thick with the lies. Remember I said, listen to what a man says, and it has to sync up with what he does. He said he's 48 years old, played ball in college, but didn't get a chance to go pro. Now, he also told you he dabbles in the stock market. He has rental properties. I'm just saying this. I'm getting ahead of the letter. He gonna tell you he dabbles in the stock market. He got rental properties. But then all y'all getting was drinks.
All right, hang on.
You don't see that?
We'll get back to your response, part two, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's padding everything. We'll get back into it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is he's padding everything.
Everything. But you got to watch what they say, ladies. Listen to what a man says and has to line up with what he does immediately. Immediately. She met this dude, 6'4", nice looking, big package, so she thought. He's 6'4", so she couldn't help but notice it. He's tall, he's skinny, he got curly hair. He said, your beauty mesmerizing. Y'all exchanged numbers a few days later. He asked you out. I met him out for a drink. You wanted to go to dinner, but that's not what he offered. Our first date is when he started laying it on thick with the lies. He said he's 48 years old. He played ball in college, but didn't get a chance to go pro because he hurt his foot. He said his home is getting renovated, so he's staying in one of his rental properties. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of. But y'all just having drinks, though. He never told me what he does for a living, but he said he dabbles in the stock market. I love getting to know him, so I continue to hang out with him. After about 2 months, I was ready to be intimate with him. As he got undressed, I noticed his underwear had a cup-like feature in the front, and that was the bulge. That was the bulge I always saw.
What is that?
I asked about his underwear, and he told me a lot of men wear those to protect themselves. Now, the only thing men wear to protect themselves is when they play in sports or boxing, and it's called a cup.
Okay. Right.
You can see it on all football players' uniforms.
Okay. Got you.
Every last one of them wear a cup. Don't nobody wear that in their dress pants.
Okay. What is this?
Nobody. And if he that tall and skinny, what is he protecting it from? What is he doing? But right there, it was a clue. Because you found out later on what he really did. So now you find out why he need the cup. A lot of men don't wear that. There are a lot of men that's just blessed.
Okay, are we going there now? Seriously?
I mean, it's a lot of men that's blessed. That's what she's talking about.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She asked, do all men do that? No.
Okay.
So when y'all was getting naked, he had on an undershirt, a black t-shirt, and a button-up shirt.
Woo!
He said,
that's a lot.
Hot. He said what?
He said he likes to pad his chest because he's skinny. That's a lot of shirts. We ended up doing the do, and he was small and terrible. Since that night, he's admitted. Now, here we go. He's 6'4". See, you know where he got that? He's 64. He admitted he's 64. You know where he got that from? Because you said he was 6'4".
Oh.
See, so he just kept that information. That's true. But he told you he was 48 years old. He works as a custodial manager, thus explains the cup. See, when you might fall on the bucket handle, you're going to need that cup. You slip down them steps and hit that railing, you need that cup. One of them little kids up at the elementary school get tired. I'm tired of you, Mr. Harold, bam, and blast you, punch you dead in your zipper. You need that cup. Because he ain't a janitor, he the custodian. See, he ain't tell you where he worked at because he worked down at the school. He said he's a what, Shirley? Custodial manager. He the only one. Ain't but one janitor at the school. He the only one. So he managed himself. He never played basketball and never been to college. So now he ain't athletic, but he wear an athletic cup and he ain't got no education, no chance for further advancement. It's clear he does not have a house either. Yeah, that's clear when y'all just had them drinks. And he was staying in one of his rental properties because you can't go over there. Since he's come clean about the lies, should I give him a chance to prove himself a break? He's already proven himself. Ladies, stop collecting red flags. Stop. This is a red flag. 6'4", curly hair. 48, played ball, hurt his foot. He got rental properties, dabbling in the stock market. Truth of the matter is, he's 64. Now, how you let this man tell you he was 48 that he's 64? When he start pulling them old-ass clothes off, look at his outfits. Look at his outfit. You wasn't paying no attention. Most 64-year-old dudes, unless they fly, and there are a lot of fly brothers out there. I see them all the time. Cats that I admire when I see them dressed up. He ain't it. He can't play ball. He broke his little fragile ass foot. He ain't got no education, no chance for advancement. He a janitor down at the school, and ain't nothing wrong that. But you just collect the red flag. And he just started lying. He not fitting to stop lying. This is a red flag. He done lied about everything. You don't think there's some more lies coming?
All right.
You got to be out right, your mind. You can ask me more about this letter if you want to when we come back. But
yeah. You know. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.